So first of all, we have to figure out what's Hanukkah. So the Gemara and Shabbos, the Gemara and the Shabbos says, "My Hanukkah." Ask what's Hanukkah. It says what's Hanukkah. So it says that it goes through the story a little bit. It says that the Greeks came and they made the whole Beis Hamikdash impure, and basically they destroyed the whole Beis Hamikdash. In the end, Hashem helped the Chashmonaim, the five tzaddikim, who brought a few tzaddikim, and throughout all the righteous people, they went and they, you know, they won the army, they won the whole Greek army. Hashem helped them, and they came into the Beis Hamikdash, and then everything was impure. Or, you know, they couldn't. They were looking for oil, but everything that we light in the Beis Hamikdash, everything that they use has to be pure. But when impure people touch it, I mean, even if it's a Jew, if it's impure, he touches it, right? If it's impure because he was in contact with a dead body or with, you know, a carcass. So then it makes it impure. So all the oils that they searched for oil, they looked all around for the oils, they couldn't find any oil until they finally found one small jug of oil that really lasted for only one day's worth to light the menorah. Right? They used to light it every evening, it'll stay burned the whole night until the next morning. They really only found one flask of oil. Right, that was still had a double seal for the Kohen Gadol, means no one really touched it. So they found that oil, they took that oil and they lit the menorah. Now we know there really was only enough oil to last for one day. Hashem made a miracle that it lasted 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, lasted 8 days. It was exactly enough time that it took for them to produce new oil. Because they had to travel, the oil was made all the way in the north. So until the person traveled, sends someone to travel to the north, go process the oil, right? The oil had to be special. It was the first drop of each olive, right? It was Shemen Zayit Zah. It's like, you know, like extra virgin olive oil. It was like extra, extra virgin olive oil. It's like the first drop of each. Take the olive, take one drop, that's it. Next olive. Right? It has to be, because that's like the most pure drop is the first drop. Afterwards, you already get to start mixing a little bit of the olive and more, until the end is, you know, get a lot of that piece of olive. The most pure drop of oil, that first drop. So until they sent the person to go up north where they have the olives, and then they pick the olives, do the whole process till they got back, took 8 days. But until the person got back from the journey with the new oil, up until then, exactly until then, Hashem made a miracle. The oil, the original flask of oil, lasted all 8 days.
The first day was on
there. So the first day. So Rabbi Yosef is really asking a good question that everyone asks. The Sefer that has 100 answers on this question. You know that? Mm-hmm. That asked the question. Rabbi Yosef is asking a good question. You're not the first person to ask the question. So 100 answers. You know that? The Sefer has 100 answers. That everyone asks a question, then why do we celebrate 8 days of Hanukkah? If the oil could have lasted for one day, so the miracle was in 8 days. The first day, it was natural. That amount of oil should last one day.
Didn't get burnt out, didn't get used.
So there's a lot of answers, many answers. One answer is that Rabbi Yaakov was saying that it didn't go down at all. Even the first day they saw it didn't go down at all. But there are opinions, well, it did go down every day. So Rabbi Yaakov was there, and he remembers that it didn't go down the drop. Didn't go down even a drop, the oil, the first day. That's one answer.
You're just finding it.
Oh, very good. Another answer is also that just the fact that they found it, the first day we celebrated, they found it. They found the flask of oil. That's why we celebrated the first day. And the next day we celebrate that. The next thing we celebrate the fact that it burnt an extra day. So that's another answer. But
we're two
out of 100. we're getting there. Anybody else? But there are many answers. The Ramban is another answer. Also, they say that this, that we think things burn naturally, that's our mistake. We think that this world is run by nature. So we think the law, according to the laws of nature, oil should burn for one day. So to us, that's simple. That's the way it works. But our mistake is that we don't realize that even nature is Hashem. The reason why we celebrate the first day of Hanukkah is to show that just like the rest of the days, we understand it went against the laws of nature, right? So it has to be Hashem's divine presence, Hashem's hand was directly involved. Since we like the first day also to remind us that even nature is a miracle. That even nature, which seems to be nature, there's no such thing as nature. Nature is just a bunch of rules Hashem set up, a bunch of laws that Hashem set up. That's what nature is. So on the first day we're celebrating to remind ourselves that that also is a miracle. The first day also is a miracle, Because nature also is a miracle. We're busy seeing things with our lenses of nature and our, you know, worldly, you know, physical eyesight. So we see everything. Yes, yeah, so, you know, we light a certain amount of oil. So that oil should burn. So Rabban, the Rishon, says, the reason why the Chachamim set up the first day of Hanukkah is to remember that was also a miracle. The first day is also a miracle. Because the fact that oil ever burns is a miracle. Who said it should burn? It's only because Hashem wants it to burn. That's why it burns. And really, this brings us to try to understand. So how did Hashem break the laws of nature? And Hashem could do what He wants, but Hashem made rules, right? This world is set up with a bunch of rules. He made rules. A certain amount of oil, this amount of fuel, burns for a certain amount of hours, right? So what exactly happened over here that all of a sudden Hashem made it and He went against His rules, right? Hashem basically broke His rules. Hashem made rules. This amount of fuel burns for this amount of hours. It burned for one day. So had it worked that Hashem made it that it burns for 8 days. So we know that there's something called the Or HaGanuz. The Or HaGanuz is a special light which Hashem hid for the time of Mashiach from the Tzaddikim, that they're going to enjoy from that light, that spiritual light. And in essence, what that spiritual light? The spiritual light's really, it's a clarity that everything is Hashem. It's a clarity that everything is Hashem. Like the verse says, the pasuk says, right, that in the time when Mashiach comes, the emunah, that belief and faith in Hashem is going to be so great, we're going to see so clear. It says, just like the water fills the sea, right? It's going to be so clear to us, just like you see tons of water, it's so clear to us, right? You see the water, just like the water is clear in the sea. And even though beyond the surface is a lot going on, but you know there's stuff going on under the surface. And you know everything is clear. The time of Mashiach, it's going to be so clear. But that light, it's going to be so clear, that light of Hashem, that spiritual light, right? And that, we're not going to see anything with lenses of nature. So therefore, automatically, nature is going to be nullified. That's what it says. The more we view everything that it's nature, Hashem says, okay, you think it's nature, so I'll let everything, you know, flow with nature. The more we believe that it doesn't have to work with nature, Hashem, you could do it without nature. You, the time to come, you're not going to work with nature. You're not bound to nature. And Hashem said, okay, if you believe that it doesn't have to be with nature, I'll deal with you in that way. And the more we break ourselves out of our nature and out of all our physicality and break all our desires, then Hashem says, oh, you're breaking out of your desires. You don't want to work with nature, with all your food and all your things. So I'll also break nature. And who's the biggest people who broke all their nature? That's the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol, the biggest tzaddikin, they broke all their nature. Right? Nature says you have to eat, and we need A, B, C, and D, and E. And we have to sleep this and this amount of hours. But the tzaddikin say, I don't want to work with nature. I don't want to just be, you know, go with nature. I want to try to break my sleep. I want to sleep a little less. I want to break out of the nature that has to be. Let me break out of the laws of nature. I want to connect with Hashem more. I don't want to be bound to all these physical, you know, all these physical parameters. I want to go higher. Because the more I'm connected to the physical and the nature, the less I'm connected to Hashem. So Hashem is not bound by any physicality. He's not bound by any rules, right? So the more the tzaddikim, they break themselves, they're not bound by the laws of nature, right? How does it work? You go to a tzaddik and you ask the tzaddik, please give me a blessing. I want this and this. I want A, B, and C. The person wants livelihood. The person wants someone to get healed. Every person wants their own thing. They go to a tzaddik, gives a blessing. And many times the tzaddik blessing comes true. You know, comes to fruition. How does that work? Because the tzaddik, he broke all his bad desires and all his natures. And this, yeah, nature is we like to eat. Nature is we like to sleep. Nature is we like to, you know, just sit back and be lazy and do nothing. That's our nature. We're born and we're the physical body. The tzaddikim, what did they do? They went and they broke their nature. Say, you know, Hashem, I want to serve you more. I want to dive in a little more. I want to learn a little bit more Torah. I'm going to break my sleep. You know, also, I don't want to be so physical into my food. I'm not going to, you know, delve into the food so much. They eat a little bit slower. So the tzaddikim, they reached like the peak of breaking their nature. They reached like the highest levels of breaking their nature. So now already, they're not bound by nature anymore. So Rabbi Natan says in Likutei Halachot, that's why, who did the main miracle of Chanukah come about from? Through the Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol is the tzaddik, the pasuk that says, that calls the tzaddik the Kohen. Even though he wasn't a Kohen, the tzaddik and the one who was the das, and the holy intellect, is also called the Kohen. That's good. But the pasuk says, "Kisifte kohen yishvru da'at." The lips of the kohen, which like perceive the knowledge, v'torah yivakshu mipiu, and we learn the Torah from their mouths, ki malach Hashem svakotu, because they are like an angel. And the right, and the Gemara says, the Gemara explained that this pasuk is going on a tzaddik. Even though it says kohen, this pasuk and navi is really referring to a tzaddik. So a tzaddik who breaks through all of his the bad desires and breaks through all of his bad character traits. No one's born a tzaddik. Tzaddik also have to, break their bad character traits and, keep trying to be patient with everybody and be nice to everybody, breaking all their bad needles and everything. So they get to a level that they're connected to Hashem more than they're connected to nature. So even if by nature a person has a certain problem, someone's sick, they can give a bracha. They can say, I'm hooked up with Hashem. And I'm more hooked up with Hashem. And with me, Hashem doesn't deal with nature so much because I'm, more hooked up to Hashem than with nature. I'm going to be a bracha. Hashem should help you. That you should have A, B, and C. And then we get it. Because the tzaddik already broke his nature. And that's why the main miracle came out through who? Through the tzaddik. Who the main miracle come out on Hanukkah? Who lit the menorah that lasted for 8 days? Kohen Gadol, right? Who is the one who went to battle the Greeks? The few Kohanim. They were Kohanim. They were tzaddikim. So we have to realize that the more we break our teva, the more we break our, that we have to go with our desires and all our natures that we have. Every person has their own nature that they're made with. Every person is born. Every person is general made with nature. Every person, and one person born with more bigger tests to get angry. Another person is born with, he likes food much more. Another person is born with, he loves to sleep. Every person, the more they break their nature and connect to Hashem, Hashem said, I'll break my nature for you. I'll help you. One of the biggest ways Hashem will, so to speak, break the laws of nature is He'll help us connect to spirituality. Because really, if we're physical people, how do we connect our physical body? How do we connect with spirituality? That's also a miracle. And that's one of the explanations they say in the bracha of Asher Yatzar. That we say in Asher Yatzar, right, we say that it'll be impossible to live. Hashem, you really make a miracle. What's the miracle that Hashem makes? Right, Shulchan Aruch brings out one of the explanations of that miracle is Hashem connects a physical with a spiritual. Next are neshama. Everyone, right, we have a neshama, we have like a holy neshama, which is a piece of Hashem. And He takes that, which is a direct contradiction to physicality. Hashem connects these two. And He tries to make that our spiritual should overcome our physical, which really is the biggest contradiction in the world. It's the most spiritual thing, a piece, so to speak, like a piece of Hashem, and a physical body. It's the biggest contradiction. But Hashem says, I don't care, I can break, you think you're physical, I'll help you. I'll help you break your physicality. The more we try to connect with Hashem and break our teva, break all our everything's everything's natural, and break our mindset of everything has to be natural. If I do A and B, that'll equal C and D. As long as we start breaking these mindsets, and go into more emunah mindset, Hashem, everything is you, and start acting with more emunah, then Hashem will say, okay, you want to connect to spirituality, I'll also make a miracle. I'll also help you connect with spirituality, which itself is a miracle. Which, but like the Gemara in Makkah says, "Bederech she'adam rotze lelech," in the way a person wants to go, molichin oto. That's the way they take him. The Gemara doesn't say, "Bederech she'adam lelech," the way a person is going. It says, in the way a person wants to go. Hashem says, if you want to break your physicality, you want to break all the laws of nature, you want to break your sleep, you want to break your, the lust for food, you want to break all your evil desires, you want to break all your character traits, you want to connect with me? Fine, no problem, I'm going to help you. Even for the mere fact that we want, the Gemara says, if someone wants to go in the right way, the way a person wants to go, Hashem takes it. To go the other way around also, for the bad also. If a person wants to go on the track of bad, Hashem says, fine, you could go. Right, the Gemara brings a bunch of psukim over there. It brings a pasuk from Bilam or Rashi. You know the story from Bilam. Right, Balak tried to send a messenger to Bilam to come curse the Jews. Right? And in the beginning, Hashem warned Bilam, don't go with the Jews. Don't go with these messengers to kill the Jews. And afterwards, he really wanted to curse the Jews. Hashem told him, you know what? Go with them. Because why? Since he wanted to go on that path, Hashem led him on that path. Right? And it brings another pasuk. It says, if you connect yourself with scoffers, you'll become a scoffer. But if you connect yourself with humble people, then Hashem will give you charm. It's all who we try to connect ourselves with. And which path we want to take. Hashem says, I'm giving you a free choice. Hashem is not taking away the free choice. And he even tries to lead us on the right path. Right? It's the pasuk also in Mora Brit. The Shem says, I'm trying to lead you on the path of good. But you have free choice. Take the way you want. But if we want to go on the right path, and we want to break our all our so-called natures, which are physical, which we're born in, naturally, if we're born in this body, we're born in a physical body that's physically lazy, comes from, you know, it's originates from dirt, it's originally which is heavy. If we want to break it, Hashem says, I'll help you break it. I'll make the Nesiv Chanukah for you also. And just like Hashem made the Nesiv Chanukah then, He said, Hashem said, you know what, you Kohanim, you're the biggest tzaddikim. You broke your nature for me. You broke down all your bad character traits. I'll break nature also, and I'll make this candle burn for 8 days. Hashem says to every person also, if you want, if you want to break your natures, then I'll help you. Then I'll also make miracles for you. I'll also help you, and I'll break all nature. You don't have to be bound by nature, but I need money, and I need this, and how's it possible? It's true, really. Hashem is not going to help us. It's impossible to break any character traits. But like we know, like that they say, right? The Bali Musa used to say, to break one character trait, it's harder to learn the whole Shas than to break one bad character trait. It's hard. But if we want, and if we want to go in the right way, we want to break our bad natures, Hashem will help us. Shaykh by Chanukah, Hashem helped the Kohanim. But whose power are we working with? Of course, we're working the power of the Tzaddikim. The Tzaddikim's power, who they broke their nature, right? And they broke their nature, and they already got out of all their physicality, and they're connected with Hashem. With their strength, with their power, but with their strengthening to us, that's how we could come to break our own nature. Just like by Chanukah we saw, the whole miracle for all the Jews came about through who? Through the Kohanim, through the Kohen Gadol, he looked at Menorah. So it was also, when we connect ourselves to the Tzaddikim, that alone helps us break our natures. Because we're connecting with these people who are already connected to Hashem. So right, we have a job now. My job is to break all my bad, the bad out of me. Try to connect with Hashem. Go away from this physical. It's a hard job. But we have, Hashem does us a favor. He sends us Tzaddikim. Tzaddikim can help us. And especially when we connect ourselves to these Tzaddikim, then we're connecting ourselves to these this powerful spiritual force which already broke through their nature. And that's also what we learn from Chanukah, that the Tzaddikim are the ones who are helping us, that they're the ones who are going to help us get to our goal. Just like over there, we were lost without them. It says all the Jews, we're learning from all the Greek philosophy, we're falling into all their you know, lenses, that everything is physical, everything is nature, right? And Hashem can't help us out. So Be'ez Hashem, Hashem should help us, should merit to connect to Tzaddikim who broke their Teva, and who broke all their natures, and they're connected to Hashem. Hashem should help us also try to go on the right path and break our natures. We should marry to see Kohen Gadol lighting the menorah with Mashiach very soon.
Amen. Amen.